800-259-9231. We kick off hour number three of the 420 edition of Free Talk Live. Well, what does that mean? Well, it's 420. It's April 20th. That's the pot smokers' holiday. And we like to, take note of it, because we know a lot of our listeners are marijuana smokers, and they appreciate that sort of thing.
A lot of Americans are marijuana smokers.
That's true. Millions of Americans are, as a matter of fact. And our government wants to lock them all in jail. That's right. They can't build jails fast enough to put all those marijuana smokers in, because that'll cure them.
It doesn't matter if it cures them. They just want the money.
That's true. That is what it's all about. So you can call in about that or anything else that's on your mind. As always, it's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The number is 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. As I pointed out in the last hour, I'm almost tapped out on pot-related issues. I got one more. Got good news about marijuana out in California. We'll share that with you coming up. But we got to go to the phones first, because this is the show about your calls. To Eddie in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hello there, gentlemen.
Hey, Eddie, what's up?
I'm here to save that gentleman's embarrassment at the beach.
Oh, so? Yes. Gene called in last hour with a bit of a toe fungus problem.
Yeah, that's what he has. He has fungi.
Okay.
And what he needs to do is go out and buy a bunch of peroxide and submerge his toes in peroxide for a couple of weeks.
How did you find out about this?
My girlfriend 15 years ago was a nail technician, and I had the same problem.
Excellent. And how long did it take? I mean, after you've submerged
within
your toes?
Just a few days, all the yellow starts going all the way, all the white stuff underneath and all the crud where the nail is thicker just starts falling apart. And
that is super.
Before you know it, you have beautiful feet.
Awesome.
That also helps, like, and, if he has calluses, it helps get rid of those too.
Beautiful. Eddie, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks, man. Good to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Listeners reaching out for help. From one another, and man, I love it when we make things happen.
So peroxide will kill these little beasties?
That's what it just sounded like.
Yeah.
All right. 800-259-9231. There you go. Anything goes. Hey, by the way, we've been talking about marijuana prohibition all night long, and it's a serious issue, and it's something that we're going to continue to address into the future of Free Talk Live.
Well, it so much hinges on marijuana prohibition, the degradation we've seen to our Constitution, especially the Fourth Amendment.
We haven't even touched on that yet.
It can be largely based on the war on drugs, and the war on drugs is financed by the war on marijuana.
That is true.
So if we could just get rid of marijuana prohibition, you'd see more freedom.
Absolutely. Of course, we'd like to get rid of all of the drug prohibitions, period. And it's unusual that I announce a guest on Free Talk Live, but since we're talking about it, I'll go ahead and announce him. We're going to have Gene Amundsen on with us. Who's Gene Amundsen, you ask?
Yes, who is Gene Amundsen?
He is the head of the Prohibition Party. Yes, that's right. The Prohibition Party. They want to bring back alcohol prohibition to America. These people are serious. They want this to come back. There is an entire political party based around this idea. I don't think they have very many members, but they exist, and he really wants this to happen. So we're going to have him on our Saturday show. First hour of the show, Gene Amundsen from the Prohibition Party.
Nuts.
Yeah, he's nuts. So,
I'm not yelling at him. I've just got some questions for him.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have some very interesting questions, and I'm sure you guys will as well. So, mark your calendars. You definitely want to be tuned in live for that one if you can at freetalklive.com. All right. So, the good marijuana news from insidebayarea.com. The city of Emeryville paid $15,000 this week to a medical marijuana patient whose marijuana and growing equipment was stolen while in police possession. James Blair was arrested in December of 2003 on charges of growing 30 pot plants in his Emeryville loft. Police confiscated the plants and an assortment of growing equipment, including high-voltage lights, fans, pumps, and timers. Charges against Blair, who was partially paralyzed 11 years ago during a diving accident, eventually were dropped. And in April 2004, a judge ordered police to return Blair's possessions, including the marijuana. But when Blair, age 46, appeared at police headquarters to reclaim his belongings, he was turned away and disappointed. It seems that his stuff was stolen while in the police storage unit.
Mm.
Now, gosh, who has access to the police storage unit? The cops.
That's about it.
It was burglarized in February. Police returned what was left of Blair's pot plants, but his growing lights and other belongings, including his pot plant buds, were gone. Police say the items were taken from a locked cage inside the city's public works building and, shockingly, no arrests have been made since the burglary.
Really?
You mean they're not investigating this with a team of crack detectives?
The last thing they want to do is find out who took it.
He said Wednesday the money will help him start cultivating again. They settled on a $15,000 compensation. Now, who's paying the $15,000? The taxpayers. So it's not a great story. I mean, the taxpayers are getting fleeced because the cops are dirty and corrupt and are stealing this man's equipment.
Mm.
But nonetheless, medical marijuana advocates say they're pleased with the settlement, among the largest to date, and they hope that there's going to be further punitive damages. They hope that having to pay punitive damages will encourage police departments to show more leniency with medical marijuana patients. Maybe, I mean, and that makes sense. Maybe they're expecting that if this sort of behavior continues, the city council might say, hey, can you guys just stop taking their pot, please, so we don't have to keep paying out this money? Because, I mean, this is the good news here.
Need a memo.
Right.
Circulate a memo in the squad room?
Yeah. So the good news here is that, marijuana is somewhat legal in California for medicinal purposes, but yet you still have the cops still huffing and puffing, and they're angry that they can't arrest people anymore, so they do it anyway. And then the arrest gets thrown out, but they've already confiscated all the stuff, so they knew that the arrest was probably going to get thrown out, so they said, well, let's not let this guy get his stuff back. In fact, I'm going to go start a grow up in my house. I'm going to take all this stuff.
Man.
And so they took it, and now this guy can't get his stuff back. Well, they're paying now through the nose as a result of that. Of course, the taxpayers are, but hopefully this will make people mad enough to stand up and say, please stop. Look, it's supposed to be legal here in California. Can you cops just get a clue? The California Highway Patrol relaxed its policy regarding medical marijuana in September because of litigation like this and recent opinions from the State Attorney General's office, where CHP officers once seized marijuana from motorists without eligibility cards from the State Department of Health Services. Officers now accept identification cards from cities and counties or a signed recommendation from a doctor. So if you've got a doctor's note with you in California and you get pulled over and you show it to the cops, they're supposed to leave you alone now. That's progress.
It's medical marijuana.
That's
why wouldn't they?
Emeryville Police Chief said his department will continue deciding how to handle marijuana users on a case-by-case basis. He says, within our 1.2 square miles, it's not a priority to go out enforcing marijuana laws. Well, that's good. James said his department has always followed the law, which says arrest first and let the courts decide whether the use is medicinal or not. What a crappy policy.
Yeah.
Why don't you just leave
people
alone?
Why don't they do that
alone,
with
man?
Other prescription drugs?
Even if they find them with a bottle of Vicodin or something
sure,
like that?
Sure, Vicodin's illegal if you don't have a prescription.
But what if it says their name on the label? Would that be enough? Or should they arrest them and then they can present the label to the judge and let the judge decide?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the nonsense that they're just spouting out of their stupid heads.
He says,
well, if he's got a prescription drug, we'll just arrest him and send him in front of the judge because drugs are dangerous.
We're just doing our jobs, man. We're just following orders.
Your orders are bad. Stop following them. You're hurting people.
Yeah.
You're inconveniencing people. These people aren't hurting anyone. They've got doctor's permission, number one. They aren't hurting anyone, even if they don't have doctor's permission. And so, therefore, if you ruin somebody's day by arresting them and throwing them in jail, which... I mean, if you get arrested and put in jail, you're there for the night.
Yeah, in all likelihood. It takes so long to get things done.
Right, they got to process you, which takes hours. They're not in a rush to do anything.
Even if you've got the money for bond, it takes a couple hours to get somebody out.
Right. They're not in a rush to do anything for you.
No, they could care less.
There's no customer service involved here. They do what they want to do, when they want to do it, and you'll wait. or else nothing. You'll wait. You're in jail. 800-259-9231. So, somewhat good news on the medical marijuana front. Of course, the bad news to counteract that is that Alaska, as we pointed out before, is looking at recriminalizing marijuana, which is not good. But then again, Nevada is looking at making it legal. So, there's lots of interesting things going on with pot, but we're pretty much done with that for now. On the way, the TABC will give you an update. It's Free Talk Live.
And now, a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The 800 number is 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to join us online at our website, freetalklive.com. We've got an auction going on right now, Manwich.
Really?
For our second banner on the website. You get it site-wide. You can advertise virtually anything. It doesn't matter to me if it's your pet dog that you want to put a picture up there of, or if you've actually got a business, a product, and a service that you want to sell. Anything goes on our, virtually anything goes on our banners. And you can bid on it by going to auction.freetalklive.com, because we want to see what it's worth, so we put it up for auction. Auction.freetalklive.com. I think last time it went for $100. Or thereabouts.
That's what it generally goes for. About
well, it went as high as 150 the month before, so you never know what you're going to get.
And they've gone as low as 60.
That's true. Auction.freetalklive.com. Place your bids. All right, so we've been talking about Prohibition through most of the show tonight. And in relation to this, let's talk about the TABC. Who's the TABC?
It's the Texarkana Alcohol Banning Commission?
Close. Actually, I don't even know what it stands for, but Texas Bureaucratic somebody or other.
Alcohol.
Anyway, they regulate alcohol. That's
Board
their
commission.
Their job is to regulate any dispensary of alcohol, whether it be a bar or even a grocery store. So if you deal with alcohol in Texas, you know who the TABC is. They made national news not long ago, about maybe a month and a half ago, for arresting 30 people in one weekend at various different bars in Texas. Arresting them for being drunk in bars. They weren't getting into their cars. They weren't turning the keys in the ignition. They weren't pulling out of the parking lots. They were in the bar, hanging out with their buddies, and that's when they got arrested.
No indication that they were going to drive anywhere.
None at all. So we've been talking about it. We reported on it when it happened. We discovered, that they not only have they arrested 30 people that one weekend, but they arrested 2,200 people in 6 months' time for public intoxication charges while in a bar. And so we had the spokes bureaucrat on, Carolyn. We had her on the show to talk about this, and we had a good time with her, and we pointed out how asinine this whole idea was, that they were enforcing this stupid rule on people and ruining people's nights. I mean, people go out to bars to drink. They go out to bars to get drunk. That's the point of going to a bar. Of course, her excuse was, well, they might drive. They might drive.
Well, it was one of the, she said that she didn't say it exactly that way. She said that that as a result the DWI arrests were down.
Well, that's because they wouldn't let anyone leave. They were all arrested.
Oh, I'm sure there's very good reason that it would be down. You know, and they could make them go down even farther if they just arrested everybody.
Right.
So I mean, it doesn't. It's still weird.
So. We had sort of jumped on their case for it, and I know she had had some other, I guess, hostile interviews as well. Plus, our friends over at HammerOfTruth.com have been following the case since the very beginning, and they've been encouraging people to contact the TABC as well as other Texas agencies like the Department of Tourism, for instance, and say, hey, we were going to take a family vacation to your state, but since you've been arresting people in bars, we're not going to go to Texas anymore. Or, for instance, we had a guy call into our show while the bureaucrat was on the line saying that he likes to, or he was an organizer of conventions. And he said to her, look, we're not going to have conventions in your state anymore. I mean, because when you have a convention, people come in from out of state and they stay at a hotel and get wasted. Except they've been arresting people in hotel bars, too.
Yeah. And that happens at radio conventions, too.
Yeah. So the idea was to put the pressure on these bureaucrats and say, look, you're going to be not seeing very many tourism if you continue this behavior. And last week, the TABC announced that they were stopping this program.
Just days after their interview on Free Talk Live.
Coincidence? I don't know.
How could it possibly be a coincidence?
We might have been a factor. Okay.
Yeah, she knew it was good. That's why she was so nice with us. She knew it was coming down the pipe or something. She knew that this would be the thing that pushed her over the edge.
Well, anyway, they put a hold on it for now. It doesn't mean it won't come back. It doesn't mean they won't start up again. So there's your update on the TABC. But here's what's happening now. According to HammerOfTruth.com, when accused of a crime, most people don't mind if the charges get dismissed. And they feel good about it.
Sure.
Well, Chris Nash, who was arrested in one of the recent TABC stings, is fortunately an exception to the rule. From the Dallas Observer, quote, if they don't let me challenge them, the dismissal doesn't have any weight. It allows them to duck and run. I want to confront my accusers. He claims to have an open and shut defense. On Saturday, March 11th, an undercover agent with the TABC tapped on Nash's shoulder as he sat at the back of the Inwood Tavern with his girlfriend and a few others. At first, he thought the lady wanted the book of matches on his table, but she said she was with the state police and asked him to step outside. A second agent then joined them. As the suspected scofflaw was being questioned and videotaped, a cabbie that he knew circled around and asked him if he needed a ride. That footage would be Exhibit A for the defense. Nash had taken a taxi to the tavern and had planned to take one back home. That was his new routine after he'd been arrested for drunk driving not too long ago. Nash showed the agents. He showed the agents that he didn't even have his car keys on him, but he was unable to perform the sobriety test because he said he suffered from lower back pain. It gets even better. Between his defense and the aftermath of Monday's hearing in Austin on the agency's public intoxication arrests, Nash is worried that the TABC might drop their case against him. So he and his attorney, Lee Bright, are researching their legal options to make sure they're going to have a chance, in essence, to humiliate their accusers in court. He says, I've talked to judges about it, and they've asked me why wouldn't I want a criminal charge dismissed? says Bright, says the lawyer who's representing Nash, at cost, in part because the principals involved in the case. Don't accuse somebody, don't file charges and disrupt their life, and when they want to defend themselves, then deny them the chance to confront their accuser. So do you see what's happening here,
yeah.
Mitch? He's got
They're
charges.
Just taking the easy pickings.
Right. He's got charges pending, and since he now wants to actually challenge this, he's concerned they're going to say, well, never mind, drop the charges, just go away. Psh, go away. Well, he doesn't want to go away. He wants to take this to trial. And he wants to show them the door, essentially. He wants to prove that he was innocent and maybe actually get some sort of an injunction filed against these thugs.
You know, God bless him, but I don't imagine... It doesn't seem to me like he's going to have much luck. It's the law of the state of Texas, and I'm a judge here in the state of Texas, so we're going to hang you, son. How do you think it's going to go?
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. No, but it's what's interesting about this is that... He's willing to stand up for his rights.
Yeah.
He's willing to stand up for his freedom. And that's possibly going to scare these guys away from him. Okay, we all need to take this lesson in hand, because it's important. When the government sees you knowing your rights and willing to exercise them,
mm-hmm.
they are more likely to back down.
Scare the crap out of them.
Now, I understand his point, that he does want to take it to trial, that he does want to prove that he's innocent and that he does want to make these guys look like jerks. I understand that. But if everyone can take this lesson to heart and have the courage to stand up to these people, to not just accept the plea bargains, let's flood their courts. As the article here at Hammer of Truth says, I'd like to see around 2,200 civil proceedings filed against the state.
Yeah.
I mean, what would happen?
That would just freeze them up.
Well, right. They've arrested 2,200 people on public intoxication charges. If all of those 2,200 people demanded a jury trial, what would the court system do? They couldn't build new courts fast enough. They couldn't hire new bureaucrats fast enough. And you're supposed to have a speedy trial in America. So what would they do?
Well, they'd keep on doing continuances. A speedy trial doesn't really mean much.
I understand that. But nonetheless, it would overload the courts with stuff. And as our activist friends in New Hampshire have found out, when you're going to be, for instance, even doing a protest, and the government's threatening you, all you have to do is tell them you're not going to back down, and then they might back down. They did sometimes. Sometimes they didn't back down. Sometimes people got arrested. But nonetheless, standing up for your freedoms is the way to go. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal. So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of good stuff there, the bulletin board system included. There's over 98,000 posts, as a matter of fact, you can surf around through for free. And over 1,200 people interacting. bbs.freetalklive.com is the place to go for that. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the Free State. If you agree, sign the First 1,000 Pledge today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
That's right. So one of the things that's going on that's not so pro-freedom in another state is Texas. It's the Texas Alcohol Bureau of something, and they enforce alcohol laws, and they've been arresting people for being drunk in bars, and we just reported on a story of a man that wants to take this to trial. He is prepared to face his accusers. They're accusing him of being publicly intoxicated, and they're claiming that that means that he might have gotten into a car. Well, he was at the bar that night, and he took a cab to the bar, which means he would either have to walk home or take another cab home, or get a ride from someone else. Either way, he wasn't driving home for sure. And so they have no excuse, no reason whatsoever to arrest this guy, although, again, the public intoxication laws are pretty easy to violate in Texas. I mean, as long as you're drunk in public, you can be arrested for it.
Yeah.
So,
and public is a bar.
Right. He wants to take it to trial, but he's afraid they're going to drop the charges. And he's afraid for good reason, because they're afraid of people that know their rights. The government is afraid of citizens, of individuals, that actually know a thing or two about the Constitution. Which is why you see things like in the terrorist training manuals that they have for various different states.
Mm-hmm.
You see things like, for instance, we talk about Virginia's terrorism training manual that actually says in there that if you're a property rights activist, that you're considered a domestic terrorist.
It's a possibility that you'd be a domestic terrorist.
You could be considered a domestic terrorist according to the guidelines there. There have been other terrorism guidelines that say if you find somebody who's referencing the Constitution, they might be a terrorist. Somebody that's actually invoking their Fourth Amendment freedoms, the right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure. And by the way, you don't have the rights because of the amendments. You have the rights. The amendment simply recognizes them and
right.
says that the government is supposed to recognize them. Well, in America, we're supposed to be free to pursue liberty. We're supposed to have liberty. We're supposed to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if the pursuit of happiness includes going down to a bar and having a few drinks with some friends, I don't understand what the problem is.
I mean, it is a drinking establishment. They're ready to handle anybody who has drank too much. We really don't need the TABC out there to take care of this crap.
No, we don't. And we certainly don't need to be putting people in jail for this. They're not endangering anyone, by drinking in a bar. So this guy wants to fight it. The TABC is probably going to drop the charges as a result of this because they don't want to fight it. They only want to deal with people that are just going to roll over
right.
and do exactly what it is the TABC wants. Okay, you got me. I'll pay your fine. Okay.
They just want people that'll pay fines.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so it's so important for people to understand that if you're facing some sort of action by the government, don't just give up. Don't just give them what they want. That's what they want from you. They want the money. They want your obedience. So stop it. Stop being obedient. Get in touch with other liberty lovers in your area. And maybe if you're going to court, for instance, have some FIJA protesters out front. Have some people out front of the courthouse handing out fully informed jury association information. What's that mean?
Well, it means that a jury can decide if they don't like a law, they can decide to rule against the law, not the person.
That's
right. They can say, sorry, we don't think this is a good law at all.
It's called jury nullification, and it's absolutely for real. We have people that listen to the show and hear us talking about jury nullification for the first time, and they don't believe us. They have to go out and check it out for themselves. And that's, of course, what we encourage you to do. Don't believe us. Check all of our claims out. And when they do check it out, they find out it is for real. And that the judges really have been withholding this information. You really can judge a case based on your opinion of the law, not just the facts. And people find that hard to believe. They've seen courtroom dramas their whole life. They know what the courts are about, they think, but they don't. Because they've been leaving one little detail out, one teeny detail, but it's so important. It's a small detail, but it's really critical because you're the fourth check and balance on government.
Well, as time goes by, more and more, the judicial system gets away from jury nullification. They try very hard make it difficult for people to do.
They've done everything they can.
Yeah, it's to the point where they'll just toss out a conviction or a innocent.
They might throw the case out and retry it because they find out you're on a jury and you believe in jury nullification.
Right.
Certainly possible. 1-800-259-9231. It is a nasty situation in this country, but it's not going to get better unless you're willing to do something personally to change it. You can't rely on Free Talk Live to save the country. You can't rely on the activists to save the country. You have to become one. So consider that. Becky Akers at LouRockwell.com. She loves to report on our friends over at the TSA. Yes, these bumbling oafs that are searching you if you're at the airports. And I love the way she writes these things. The TSA wants us to know that in addition to the pornographers, drug dealers, and all-around goons among its personnel, there are some decent folks, too. Alas, such decency is so scarce at the TSA that both a Boston newspaper and a television channel actually carried the story that she's about to tell. Nor did they blush at so obviously toting the government's water. Last week, WCBV-TV5 reported that, quote, an 89-year-old man was slumped over in his wheelchair sitting in passenger way, Terminal B at Logan International Airport. Apparently, security lines now stretch so interminably that folks actually die while waiting in them. or would, but for our two heroes, screener Dave Lynch, who, for unknown reasons, decided to spend his retirement from a fire department feeling up the flying public, and his fellow groper, Rob Lomano. Grabbing a defibrillator, they ran to the gentleman's assistance. Things thereafter proceeded, as we might expect, with a patient revived and an ambulance called and paramedics taking over. This is hardly noteworthy unless you're the elderly victim or his kin. After all, CPR has become a fairly common procedure, with most of its survivors winding up in the hospital and not on the news. So why was this incident reported not only in the Boston Globe, but also on Channel 5? Well, because, as the latter unabashedly tells us, Lynch and Lomano are, quote, hoping Friday's heroics could help passengers look at TSA screeners who don't often get smiles in a new light. Oh, the poor baby, says Becky Akers. Imagine, screeners leech off our taxes while bellowing out terse commands to passengers, ordering them to take off their shoes, show their boarding passes, and put their bags through the x-ray machine.
They don't exactly say please, either.
And we ungrateful serfs don't even smile at them? Indeed, my fellow vassals will no doubt be as astounded as I to learn that customer service is part of the TSA's mission. According to Lomano, quote, two reasons why we're here at TSA is for security and customer service, and hopefully today showed some customer service. Whoa, talk about hiding your light under a bushel, actually extinguishing it entirely. Who knew? Well, George Nocera, for one, he's the federal security director at Logan, and he poured it on thick and deep for Boston's television viewers, saying, quote, quite frankly, I am not surprised, because all of them have very much a community spirit. Many of them have tremendous skills from their prior careers before the TSA. We'll continue with the TSA wonderful, happy story. On the way, 800-259-9231, and you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them totally free, and online at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the TSA. Becky Akers. We frequently share her accounts of TSA horror stories. She loves to report on the TSA and how terrible they are and how it is that we're losing our freedoms and we're okay with it, that people are just, you know, well, going through the airports, all right, do you want me to pull down my pants? No problem. Take a lie detector test? No problem. I'll do whatever it is you TSA people ask me to. That's what we're doing in America. And it's not good. It's certainly disturbing. And for all of the bad stories about the TSA, she's focusing in on one of these kind of propaganda pieces, almost, that the news in Boston has run in regards to the TSA crew at the Logan Airport saving an 80-year-old man who was slumped over in his wheelchair with a defibrillator. And so she's kind of focusing in on how odd it is that they're putting this out there. I mean, people have heart attacks all the time. People slump over and get revived all the time, especially here in Florida. And this stuff doesn't make...
Here in Cardiac Canyon.
Yeah, this stuff doesn't make the news. You don't... The EMTs don't make the news when they rescue somebody, and they're very noble people out there saving people's lives every day. They don't make the news.
Well,
but when the TSA
things,
does something...
Unusual things are more likely to make the news than usual things.
Well, when the TSA does something, they get television coverage. In fact, the head of the
the federal security director at Logan says,
quite frankly, I am not surprised because they have a community spirit. Many of them have tremendous skills from their prior careers before they came to the TSA.
Becky says, one wonders what skills are needed to intimidate grandparents in wheelchairs, molest and upset expectant mothers until their babies are injured, or make little kids cry. And what prior careers teach
they are always crying when they go through that line.
We saw it. We saw it happen. And what prior careers teach these brutalities? Prison camp guard? Also, one wonders why the Globe and Channel 5 agreed to run such blatant propaganda. Neither makes any attempt to dilute the syrupy ooze with mention of the, say, the theft of passengers' jewelry at Logan, the profitable little scam the airport runs with the loot from its pettier larceny, or the 20-minute waits at checkpoints precisely when most people need to reach their flights. Indeed, both reports read like press releases straight from the TSA.
That's what they are.
Though a search of the agency's website turned up no matching blurbs yet.
Okay.
So, again, here's one of the bureaucrats, the guy that saved the guy's life.
So maybe today people realize why we're here. Not only for security, but we're here to help them.
And that was that. She says that giant sucking sound, by the way, is the mainstream media is planting a big one right on the government's hindquarters. Yep. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jamie Told You So in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Hey, Jamie.
You hung up the other night. Was it wrestling time?
Yeah.
All right. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a new career.
You did?
Really? What are you doing?
Well, kind of a secret, but...
Well, now, you can't call in and brag and say you got a new career and then tell us it's a secret. Come on, what do you do?
Well, I'm a chicken plucker.
You're a
chicken plucker?
A chicken plucker?
Chicken plucker.
Awesome. You're plucking feathers off of chickens on an assembly line?
Well, I'm working with the breast.
The breasts?
The breasts.
I'm working with some breasts, yeah.
Yeah.
You know how to live, man.
Yeah, I like them.
Now, how does it work? I mean, Jamie, do they cut the chicken up and then you get a breast with actual feathers on it?
Well, I got actually a different job than working with a breast.
Wait, you're not really plucking chickens?
Well, I see them plucking it, but I don't really pluck.
I'm a little lost, Jamie. Are you okay tonight?
Well,
too much medication?
You're not celebrating 420, are you?
I'll tell you what, I worked 8 hours today.
Your birthday's today?
I worked 8 hours.
Oh, you worked 8 hours today.
Yeah,
so you're kind of beat.
Yeah.
You've been touching breasts for 8 hours straight?
Well, I don't touch them.
What do you do?
Well, I inspect them.
You inspect the breasts. Now, you don't actually pull... Are you inspecting them for feathers? What are you inspecting them for?
For spots and stuff.
I see. So you're kind of like a USDA inspector, then.
Somewhat.
Okay there, Jamie.
Somewhat, yeah.
You're gonna be all right.
Oh, I want to talk about this American Inventor show.
Yeah, what's that all about?
I don't know what, but I'm getting echo on my phone.
That's okay. We can't hear any echo, so you just keep going.
Just pretend it's not there.
American Inventors, what about it?
Well, I got an idea for a show.
Okay, what?
I'm going to probably be on our next season.
Wait a minute. What did you invent, Jamie Told You So?
Well, somebody will steal it if I tell you.
Oh, well, that's
cool. I see. Now, wait, did you tell the show? Have you submitted it to them?
I'm going to.
I see. So you're expecting to get on. They haven't actually said
it's
you're going to come on.
It's something to do with pets.
Pets. Mm. Is it going to be a pooper scooper?
Well, how did you know?
Oh, now they've already invented that. Now, what are you going to do? What's the Jamie Told You So spin on the pooper scooper?
Can you take old pets and recycle them?
No, the
pet recycler?
The electronical pooper scooper.
Electronical pooper scooper.
All you have to do is set it down on it and turn it on.
Just like the just like those Roomba vacuums that'll go around your yard and pick it up for you.
And you got a little bag or trash bag on the end of it, and it actually just goes right on it.
Just sucks it up, puts it in the bag, and you just detach the bag, drop it in the trash can, huh?
Yeah, but there's a twist to that too.
Yeah.
You know, case a dog pees or something.
Uh huh. Yeah.
You turn it on and it dries it.
Oh, I see. So you can use it indoors, too.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Now, have you actually made a prototype?
Well, no, I need the money.
All right, man. Well, best of luck with that. And if you get it together, we definitely want to see you when you're on TV. Thanks, Jamie Told You So. Good to hear from you. 800-259-9231. He's an inventor now.
That's right.
And he's full of ideas.
And a plucker. A chicken plucker.
Wow. 800-259-9231. Hey, more on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Light with today's Car Clinic Minute. Think of your favorite child. Now think of your favorite child again in your car. What can you do to ensure that child will live to become a favorite adult? When I come back, I'll tell you. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals. Like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. How do you protect your most precious cargo? Safety seats, which reduce infant death risk by 69% and toddler by 47%. Infant seats from birth to 1 year should be installed rear-facing in the back seat. These often convert to front-facing for toddlers under 4 years and 40 pounds. Booster seats are suitable for children 4 to 8, but not until a child is over 80 pounds and 8 years old are regular seat belts proper restraints. Whatever their age, when you think of your favorite children, picture them buckled up, then do it. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. If you make that call, we might be able to slip you in, but the phones are... We already got people on the line, so it's unlikely. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The Amplifier program is there for you. If you like the show, you like the fact that we give you everything for free at freetalklive.com, then go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up to become an Amplifier. You get perks. You get access to the Amplifier-only call-in line. You get classic archives and more. Plus, when we reach our goal with the AMP program, we'll reduce the commercial time on the show by 25%. Seriously. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the Amplifier-only line. And let's talk to Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going this evening?
Good. What's on your mind? Go quick.
Hey, I just happened to turn on my TV, and I guess I left it on Fox News for whatever reason, and I saw O'Reilly had on the DEA agent who shot himself in the foot.
Really?
That's great 420 coverage.
He made... It's just, I'm still laughing about this. He made the statement... I think anybody who has seen this video still respects you. And he said it with a completely straight face.
Well, I mean, I think that he was a little slipshod. I don't know if I disrespect the guy necessarily, nor do I. I don't really disrespect him, nor do I respect him. I think he made a mistake. It was a mistake anyone could have made. I think he handled it as well as he could have when it actually happened. Essentially what happened was he said that he was the only one professional enough to handle the firearm. Moments later,
boom,
he actually fired it into the ground. He checked to make sure nobody got hit by a ricochet, and he kind of stumbled around because his foot was shot. I mean, He's a sloppy DEA agent. I don't hate the guy or anything.
Well, anybody could shoot themselves in the foot, but only a cop could have this kind of hubris that could be standing up in front of a crowd going, and I'm the only one bad enough to be handling a weapon like this because I'm a law enforcement officer. Kapow!
any thoughts for us, Eric?
I have to agree with Manwich. I mean, I think it's just the cojones that he has to talk like that and then immediately shoot himself in the foot and then sue for it.
Yeah. Right, you're right. He's suing. I forgot about that. Okay, I do disrespect him for suing for it. Thanks for the call, Eric. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 to Nyko in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello, Nyko.
Hello. Basically, I wanted to comment on security checks.
Okay.
Basically, it was my mistake. It's not the TSA, but basically, I was in a federal courthouse a couple of years ago.
You've got about a minute to tell your story, Nyko, so do it.
Okay. I can't see, and I had a cane in my holster, and basically, I went through the metal detector. And, you know, instead of saying nicely, hey, can you, you know, back up or whatever, this guy pulled me by the back of my shirt and pulled me away from the metal detector. And I thought, I thought that was a little, not like, I don't know. It was just
right, why were they manhandling you?
Exactly.
Seems a little out of line, sure. What else happened? Was there more to the story?
I really didn't make too big of a deal about it, but I was just wondering if this actually goes on at airports and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure it does. I guess, I haven't seen anybody get manhandled, but then again, I haven't gone on too many flights, so I think probably the more you go on, the more likely you'll see something like that.
They pat people down.
Sure, but they actually grabbed you and pulled you backwards?
Yeah, he grabbed me by the back of the shirt and pulled me backwards.
It's uncalled for. Absolutely uncalled for. It's not like you were running from him. I mean, I could understand if you were using some force and trying to get away and just run through the checkpoint, but you weren't.
I was just walking through normally, you know.
Nyko, thanks for the story, man. We appreciate hearing from you, and well, glad you lived through it. Hey, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night, same time, same place, online, freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. The idea.